This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Thanks for checking in here on a busy Hoops Friday live in Vegas. Circa Resort and Casino is the spot. Appreciate you watching on YouTube TV, listening on Sirius XM channel 158, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or any of our affiliates across the country. More college basketball now. Love our next guest, Bruce Marshall, Wager Talk, back at the Gold Sheet as well, where he was formerly with them for a long, long time, and he is on the Progressive guest line. Congratulations on that, Brucey. We appreciate the time. How are you, pal?
I am good. Yeah, back to the Gold Sheet. Find it at wagertalk.com, and I am back. Full circle, baby.
Congratulations. I want to begin with this game tonight, where these teams really couldn't be much different on paper and how they play the games on the court. Central Florida is 27th overall in offense in the country, 80th in tempo, and they play a lot of absolutely bonkers games that go to the moon. West Virginia is the exact opposite. Number 23 on defense, 364 in tempo. So they want to beat you like 40 to 38 if they can. What is your opinion on this game tonight?
Mitch, I like the slow, the tortoise over the hare here. And North Texas. Russ Hodge came to West Virginia from North Texas. They played that same style at North Texas. And McCaslin played that same style at North Texas before Hodge took over a couple of years ago. And they already beat UCF once this season in Orlando. So now they get them at home tonight. I am not convinced. And by the way, Honor Huff, I mean, it's an odd that he, I mean, he's the best three-point shooter in the country last year, Tennessee Chattanooga. He's still firing a lot of threes. So, but West Virginia now, so they do have a little bit of a sharp edge when Huff gets hot. He hasn't been that hot lately, but they're tough to beat. I would say this about UCF. I am not convinced, like Lenardi is, that they're a lock. They've lost two in a row. If they lose tonight, and they lose in the start at the Big 12 tourney in KC next week, they'd have four straight losses. They got TCU and Cincinnati breathing down their neck in the Big 12. So that's the next tier beyond those top six that are pretty solid in the Big 12. I'm not sure they're a lock yet, and I think they're in trouble tonight. I'm going to take West Virginia.
All right. Sounds good. We after 13 straight unders, we had two overs now in the Missouri Valley. Is this going to be low scoring tonight? Northern Iowa and Illinois State, and how about a side?
Yeah, it could be with Northern Iowa. I mean, they do lead the country in scoring defense at 61.1 per game, so, I mean, it could be lower scoring with them. They had two grinders with Illinois State, one of them in the 50s, and then just last week a two-point loss, 71-69. So they have played lower scoring games with the Redbirds. This tournament is opening up big time. Belmont getting knocked out by Drake, getting bombed by Drake. That's the top seed. And Drake had lost nine straight games into this tournament. Now they've won two in a row. It is opening up for these teams. And UIC is whipping Murray State. That's a four going out against a five.
Mm-hmm.
The tournament is opening up for these teams playing tonight. That includes Bradley, and that includes both of these teams here, Illinois State and Northern Iowa. I think Northern Iowa is the team to watch. The sophomore power forward Hornstedt has put up some really big numbers the second half of the season. As Ben Jacobson has actually loosened the reins a bit on this offense, and we know Trey Campbell is a very, very top-rate guard. It is very tough to beat a comparable team three times straight in a season, especially after two very close early games. I think the advantage is Northern Iowa tonight. They were a little flat last night against Evansville, but I don't think Illinois State wanted this matchup. I'm going Northern Iowa. That's the team I think is going to win March Madness.
All right. That was a good ticket, too, before the tournament started. How about the big one tonight? Can Miami of Ohio finish the job down to 4.5 at Ohio, trying for the undefeated regular season?
31-0. Boy, that's going to be tough, though. I mean, they have been flying really close to the flame. I mean, Toledo almost got them this week, and Toledo's not bad. Western Michigan almost got them last week. Western Michigan is not that good. They've had a couple of overtime games. They've had a couple of other two-point decisions. They're cutting it really close. What are we laying? 5.5 tonight. Ohio U, this has not been a great year for Jeff Bowles, but they're not that bad. And the fact Miami O, these teams are slowing Miami O down a little bit. Now, Ohio U did not the first meeting. They were way behind. That game was over by halftime. It'll be much closer tonight. The way Miami O is going, you can expect them to win, but by close margin and maybe not cover this number. So I'm taking Ohio U, the Bobcats, tonight.
Bruce, a little bit of money here on the Johnnies. They opened up 4.5, up to 5, 5.5 in the game. The total also up about 3 points to 136.5. Actually, I see 137 now in this game. Who do you like here?
It's a total I might like under. They played a 65-60 game earlier this year. This is about the last chance for Seton Hall to make any chance at an at-large. I mean, their percentages are really down. So they're playing this one at the Rock tonight. They played very tough at Madison Square Garden the first time. St. John's, I know they've had a good run, but they did have that game where they couldn't make a shot last week against UConn. So now they're back on the road. Under tonight, I would almost take Seton Hall to keep this thing really close, but I think under that mid-130s, that looks too high. This game's probably played in the mid to low 60s or high 50s. Under for me in that one tonight.
Lenardi thinks VCU gets in with a win tonight. 1.5-point dogs at Dayton. What do you think?
I don't think they win, and that's a little risky because I know they've won 12 of 13, and VCU burned me a couple times. And I would like to see Martelli Jr. get in the tournament. But look at the other side here tonight. Now, Dayton's won 6 in a row, including one over the Billikens last week. And by the way, this tournament for the A-10 in Pittsburgh next week is opening up a bit more because St. Louis does not look that prohibitive right now. Dayton, we hear there's rumors Anthony Grant might retire. If that's true, they are really circling the wagons for their beloved mentor here. They have a 7-1 French import at center. Amel Latang, ooh la la, he is scoring big in the last month. Yeah. And they didn't have a post threat like this scoring early in the season. All of a sudden, this guy is scoring like crazy. He had 26 game last week. I think Dayton gets in tonight. This game's at the Dayton Arena, and these teams both have a shot at St. Louis next week, especially Dayton. They just beat the Billikens, and I think they can take out VCU tonight.
Excellent. Importer-exporter. Very good. How about down the street? West Coast, West Coast, Seattle, 9.5 against San Diego.
Boy, I tell you what, I was all wrong last night on Loyola Marymount. I thought, no way, San Diego. I thought, you know, they'd already, you know, the Lavin thing, and if they would have circled the wagon for Lavin, they would have done it, you know, 2 weeks ago. Darn if they didn't win last night. I can't see this going on for San Diego, though. You know, their top scorer, Tyler Johnson, the Wake Forest transfer, left the week before Lavin got the news that he was a lame duck. Seattle's not bad. I'll tell you, the favorites in the West Coast Conference, and that's Santa Clara, St. Mary's, and Gonzaga, they all would like Seattle out of the tournament because they play a slower pace. They have a sharper edge with a guy like Maldonado in the backcourt who is a very explosive guard, and they're very difficult to play. I think they will beat San Diego tonight, and they are a team. If there's going to be an upset somewhere down the road here in the WCC, Seattle's going to be the team causing it, I think. But I think they will beat San Diego tonight. Nice hurrah for Lavin last night. We will next see him on TV somewhere next year.
Okay. Have you had a chance to look at the card for tomorrow? For example, Duke is up now to a 17.5-point favorite at home against North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, now this news of Caleb Wilson out, that's a big blow for North Carolina. I know there's revenge here from that first game. Duke looks like Godzilla right now. And I think the revenge factor, the fact that Wilson is out, I'm not in the mind to pick against Duke right now. The way they rolled NC State the other night in Raleigh. I mean, I thought NC State might put up a fight. They just look like they're head and shoulders above, and I think they get their revenge big tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, they have to be number one right now in any really set of power ratings, do they not?
I think so. Although right now, I don't know who I would take between them and Florida.
Yeah.
Though I would put Duke one. And I know there's talking, you know, Arizona, Michigan, maybe UConn. Florida's the other team. Florida and Duke are the two best teams in the country, I think, right now. And we'll see if we get them in the Final Four. But I think right now if there had to be a one seed, it's probably Duke, yeah.
Very good. Bruce, love talking to you. Good luck tonight and this weekend. We appreciate the time.
Have fun, boys. Thank you.
There you go. Bruce Marshall, Progressive Guest Line. Wager Talk, and now back with the Gold Sheet. Peterson likes Purdue tomorrow, laying that number against Wisconsin, as we talked to him about that last hour. They lost by 23 to Iowa State. They lost by 6 at home. These are all at home to Illinois, by 11 to Michigan. They lost at home to Michigan State. Now, Wisconsin has some just vile and nasty road losses. For example, way back, I think it was in December, they lost by 30 to Nebraska. They got beat by 17 at Ohio State. They just lost at Oregon by 14. However, they gave Michigan their first loss on the year. That was on the road. And they also went to Illinois and won. Purdue also beat them by 16 the first go around in Madison.
I'm going against Purdue. I'm going against BYU. I think keep it going. I don't like those teams right now, how they're playing. And I'm going to agree with Bruce. I don't like how St. Louis is playing. Mm. And it really opens it up for the A-10, as he said. Every morning, first move, VSiN.com. Check out the prop analyzer with the NBA. Greg Hoops Peterson writes up all his write-ups. Adam Burke as well. And all the conference previews that are updated daily by Cohen and Adam Burke. If you're betting college hoops, now's the time to get your edge. Get the VSiN Pro access through May 1st, just $29.99 with the Hoops Mania special. Every best bet, every host, every guest. The betting splits from DK and Circa, the AI-powered prop tools as well, and full access to every VSiN show on demand, and the March Mania betting guide. If you're planning to bet hoops, VSiN Pro gives you a real edge. Sign up now, VSiN.com/subscribe, and of course, all the Mackin and trends that you have to have. For example, Sunday, favorites in the Missouri Valley title game, 13-1 straight up, 12-1-1 ATS since 2013. All those tidbits from Mackin and every day.
I'll tell you about one of my favorite tools at the website coming up next. And the reason why is because I'm surprised what they're saying tonight about Jason Tatum and Cooper Flagg.
So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
This is Follow the Money on
VSiN. Fun NBA card coming up tonight. Some stellar matchups on paper. Jason Tatum making his return. His points prop tonight is 12.5. You and I have both said on today's program, Paulie, that we could only look to the under. I mean, there's also nothing wrong with staying away, like you've said, watching it unfold to see what's going to happen. The Opta AI stats at VSiN.com. For the NFL season, the NBA season, and coming up for the baseball season, it's one of my favorite things to look at every single day. And one of the features that you can get when you become a VSiN Pro subscriber, they have him going for 14.5 points in this game tonight. What's the usage going to be for Jason Tatum? Like, how many minutes does he actually get? How many shots will he put up?
Well, maybe he probably won't be shy. You could probably have
well,
the
he
rust.
Never has been.
I know, he could probably have the rust factor, but he'll probably jack some shots, though. And maybe do they keep him out there even if it's a blowout? Maybe something Missoula could do as well. But great props up at DraftKings. As he mentioned earlier, will he score 50 in any game the rest of the way? Will he have a triple-double in any game the rest of the way? 8 made threes in a game the rest of the way. And then they put together some same-game parlay stuffs and some 25-to-1 stuff that they have up there as well. The big question is, what does it look like now after all this time being away with how do you gel with your teammates?
Sure.
After you've been such a great story, and as we've said many times, a lot of people picked him like playing and maybe a 6-7 seed, but certainly didn't see him winning the division or being a top 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. So credit to Missoula and also Brown, but they've been an awesome team this whole year. Then again, you got to win by 15 to cover this spread, and you get Flagg in, and certainly Dallas can score, and they were game last night that they should have beat Orlando. I think anything's possible tonight. It's too unpredictable from props and aside and total standpoint with too many unknowns.
Opta AI also has Jaylen Brown scoring 29 points tonight. His prop is like 26.5. That's one I will definitely not be betting either. Does he just want to show off with Tatum back? And by the way, it is a 14.5-point spread. So if they're killing Dallas, does Brown play 37 minutes in this game? Like, why would he?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine that would be the scenario. I'd be looking at all unders here. Boston also, after a loss, they have been great. The opposing team total under has been a thing for a long, long time. That's the Tatum angle. They also, they're projecting 3.76 rebounds and 2.78 assists for Cooper Flagg. The OptAI stats, they have him going under, but still scoring 16 points, grabbing 5.85 rebounds, but only 2.94 assists. So if Flagg is going to be putting up those numbers, it tells me he's going to be getting, you know, 25, 26 minutes like he did last night when he scored 18 points, had 5 rebounds and 6 assists. Now, he went over 3.5 assists in 4 out of 5 games before he got hurt, and he had 6 again last night. I guess it all, and he, by the way, before he got hurt, he was playing routinely in the upper 30s for minutes. I think he can easily get 3, and I bet over 3.5 assists in this game at plus money tonight.
If they cover, and Tatum has 25-5, it's 40-1 at Will Hill.
Oh, my God.
But there, if he goes off.
Oh, maybe he plays a joker and puts those numbers up in 12 minutes.
Yeah, right.
I know,
good it's, quick pick up there.
By the way, Dallas is not exactly just going to give them the game, are they? They're playing here. They did anyway with the guys back. They didn't want Orlando, like, they didn't go there and lay over for them.
I think the thing to key on is Williams for Dallas. He's been so good with his player prop points and what he's doing night in, night out. He didn't play last night, but he's been filling it up every game for the Mavs. And not a big name, and certainly a guy you don't look at when you're talking Mavs with props. It'd be Flagg, Marshall, and others, and Clay was great last night, and he's going to play. But it's what a run this guy's been on for about a month for the Mavs. Mm-hmm. I think he goes over his points prop tonight. And then interested with a couple bad spots here. I want to see how Houston responds after a horrible loss, laying 9 against Golden State. They're off a back-to-back and an overtime game. And although Portland was without some key guys. And then the Knicks should show me something tonight. The Knicks should beat Denver. Denver off the big win against the Lakers, late game, and now they got to turn around and play at home. I would think the Knicks, who are rested, and did not shoot well. Nobody played well in that OKC game, especially Bridges, OG, and Brunson, mm-hmm. who didn't shoot the ball well. So Denver can't defend, can't guard. Check the status of some guys with Denver. But I would think that the Knicks should be able to win this game and certainly get what they want offensively.
I will say that Denver has been pretty good in a back-to-back situation this year. They're 9-4 straight up, and they are 8-5 ATS. But it's funny how that works, right? How they were laying that number against the Lakers last night at home, and now a back-to-back is the reason why they're a dog. Or now at Circa here, it's actually a pick 'em here. What do you, the total is 229.5, by the way.
Yeah.
With how their defense has been pretty bad the entire year. And that tells me that obviously the Knicks could be in store for a hell of a game tonight on offense. Maybe be like a Knicks team total over. But if they also score like 120, I would think that Denver's going to be able to like match them for the most part and have a total at 229.5. So,
yeah. Well, George Sedano on the pregame. Tatum will not have a minutes restriction.
Oh, that's crazy.
Hello. All right. Maybe I got to look over now. That's big with the points prop. No limits restriction. That's big.
So with that said, but what, still, like, what's the maximum they're going to play him? He's not going to go out there and play 38 minutes tonight.
Well, he doesn't need it to score 13 points, though.
No.
That's the other thing. Plus, Dallas plays up-tempo, too, even though the Celtics are near the bottom in pace.
Here's what I would like to bet. I would like to bet how many field goal attempts Tatum will have in the game tonight. Attempts.
298 days after his Achilles injury. It's incredible.
That's one of the fastest returns ever.
Yep. He had it all planned out. He learned from Kobe, too, he said. LeBron's out. Ayton's out. Good news for you. Wiggins is out, too, for your big matchup with Charlotte. Plus 195 to win the division at DraftKings. Magic plus 220. Heat plus 225. This would be something if they not only make it, but can win a series or two. They were like 500-1 after that horror. No expectations coming in. Started 4-14.
Uh-huh.
Best team in the league since January 1st. A 16-2, I believe, ATS run. And 6 straight wins by 15-plus points. Second longest in NBA history. Can they do it again tonight?
I'm this is where I'm a little concerned.
All these marquee wins have been on the road.
I know.
I have to point that out.
A lot of them by 20-plus points against some of the marquee teams in the league.
Yeah.
But now, again, you have to win by at least 8 points to cash that ticket tonight with a team that is coming off of just, I mean, they were walking around with a wheelbarrow, the entire team, after that game, during the game.
Yeah.
And all they could do is just, if anybody wanted to fight back, just point at the scoreboard, say, how does that one taste? I'm curious about Charlotte's power rating going into next year already. Like, when the Eastern Conference odds come out and Halliburton's going to be back, you figure that Tatum's going to be completely healthy at that point, good to go. Where would Charlotte be in the pecking order next year of the East?
I'll tell you what's crazy.
Fifth, maybe?
They have worse odds to win the East than the 76ers. That's outrageous to me. Embiid's never healthy. Plus, look how well this team's playing. It's a whole different team with the starting five, as we've talked about for months now.
Yeah.
And they're 25-1, and the Sixers are 22-1. But I love their A game and what they've done and how they've not only just winning, but blowing teams out and the best teams in the league. And I think the bet to be made, though, because you're late to the party on everything Charlotte-related, would be updated wins at Will Hill Caesars, which is 43.5. Take a look at the schedule. Very doable. And certainly when you can go to OKC and blow them out and go to Boston and blow them out, there's nothing the rest of the way that's going to scare you or worry you.
Mm-hmm.
So I certainly think that's doable. And then if they close like 16-4 or something like that, which I would think is doable considering how strong their record is since January 22nd, that division should cash. Because Orlando's not playing well. Orlando figures to lose tomorrow, and then they'd only be two back in the loss column.
Yeah, it is very unfortunate for those bets on the division from the preseason and then again a month or so ago, that the team started 4-14. They are clearly the best team in the division. They'd be up, if they would have had an average start to the season, they'd be up by five games. And in pocket plays coming up in 20 minutes here, Austin Reeves, when LeBron doesn't play, 10-3, over 5.5 assists, 7-plus in all 10 of those games that he went over. So I have laddered him tonight. The numbers are still, I think, pretty decent to bet on. And I'll explain how I've laddered them coming up at that time when we run down our in-pocket plays.
Find offers near you, Upside app, upside.com, stuff you buy every day, use it, head to the location, make your purchase and save your earnings your way. It's that easy, and you can cash out directly to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. With over 5 million users already earning, one of the easiest ways to save on everyday purchases, download the free Upside app, use promo code NETWORK, start earning real cash back on gas, groceries, and dining. Join the Upside app, get the cash back offer to a location near you. Shop as usual and then earn real cash back. Very easy. Get 25 cents back per gallon on your first tank. Free Upside app now. Download it. Get it. Promo code NETWORK. See upside.com for details.
There was a system, not an angle, a system in college basketball. They went 5-1 ATS yesterday. 14 games overall fit the bill today. Four of them already been played. It's 4-0 ATS this morning. So 10 more coming up tonight. Kevin Rogers has been tracking all this. He joins the show to break it down coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
There are so many different ways to handicap a game, look at numbers, if you want to break down trends, different systems. This time of year, and so many games on the board to be betting on every single day. And our buddy Kevin Rogers has a fun one to track, and he has done it in previous years, and specifically a lot of the games fit the bill this year, so we thought it'd be fun to kind of look at the results overall. And he joins us now on the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on X. He's at Rogers Picks with Prize Picks and Picks Wise. We've talked about it a couple times so far on the show, my man, but the floor is yours. Overall, what did you intend to track here and look at?
Yeah, Mitch and Paul, thanks for having me on. And I reached out to you, Mitch, earlier in the week. I just kind of like it popped in my head about these double revenge spots with these teams that had lost twice in the regular season to an opponent in conference, and they're playing them again in the conference tournament. And I know that a lot of handicappers, a lot of bettors do a lot of great things with analytics and other things like that. I think sometimes you got to break it down to the easy thing of, there's just motivation there. You don't want to lose to a team three times. And some of these teams were blown out in their last time they faced them, and you just want to just play better against them. And a lot of these teams are not going to the NCAA tournaments. This is like their last shot. And yesterday and last night, on Thursday, it went 5-1 against the spread. Bucknell, Indiana State, and Evansville all covered as dogs. San Diego ended up beating Loyola Marymount last night, outright dog. So 5-1. It was heading into today at 10-7 against the spread. So it was a little up and down the first few days, but really blew up yesterday. And then I let you guys know about all these situations today. Four games before your show started: Drake against Belmont, Gardner-Webb against High Point, Florida Gulf Coast against Lipscomb, and Illinois-Chicago against Murray State. All four playing with double revenge. All four ended up covering. Gardner-Webb was a huge dog. They're terrible, but they covered against High Point. But Drake won outright as a huge dog. Florida Gulf Coast as a huge dog beat Lipscomb. Well, they were short dog against Lipscomb. And UIC in like a pick 'em spot beat Murray State. So definitely 4-0 start, much better than 0-4 starts of the day.
Great job. 9-1 ATS the last 2 days now. Let's keep it going. Would you up your bet, or is your antenna up even more if the team's actually favored? So that, because Illinois-Chicago was favored in some spots, and Omaha's favored, and Northern Iowa's favored. That's if you've been swept and you're favored in round three.
Yeah, Paul, there's a lot of things that go into that, because if you go earlier in the week, Holy Cross was a dog. Wrong game I'm thinking of. Let me go back. Let me reset myself for a second. So Omaha, you look at them first, -2.5 against South Dakota. Those teams are kind of even. Mm-hmm. So you would think to yourself, why would Omaha be favored if they just lost to South Dakota? It feels like kind of a red flag. Same thing with Northern Iowa. They play Illinois State coming up tonight in the Missouri Valley. That Northern Iowa, they just lost to Illinois State, their final home game, 71-69. They were favored in that game. Now they're favored again against Illinois State. They've lost a couple close games. I got to believe Northern Iowa would be motivated, considering their final home game of the season was ruined by Illinois State. Also, Illinois State has not won three straight since early January, and they just beat Belmont at home to wrap up the regular season. So Illinois State trying to feel good about themselves. But I think there you see these teams are kind of even, as opposed to like a High Point that's way better than Gardner-Webb. And of course, you're going to be laying a lot of points. But, you know, the example earlier you brought up, Illinois-Chicago, they didn't just beat Murray State. They routed them. So you kind of had to wonder there would be motivation there, just because, you know, you're pretty close in talent. You lost twice them in the regular season, and you know that you can beat them, as opposed to some of these other teams where, yeah, Drake was a surprise against Belmont. You didn't think Drake was going to beat him. You guys went over the numbers, how bad Drake was earlier in conference play. So it's just, yeah, you go on them, and you got to kind of pick and choose. I don't think that you can up your bets for any of these.
Awesome breakdown. So overall, again, we have 10 more. Well, we have a couple of games going on right now. The Stetson game's going on, Longwood. How many more games do we have overall on the docket tonight to actually look at?
We have Sacred Heart against Merrimack. Now, remember, Merrimack was the number one seed in the Metro Atlantic. So obviously they have a lot to play for, because they lose, they're not going to the tournament. They need to win the conference to get in. But Sacred Heart, though, 5-1 against the spread their last six. So playing with double revenge here. Merrimack has failed to cover in three straight. We talked about Omaha and South Dakota. And let me tell you this, South Dakota just beat Omaha by 27. So you better believe Omaha is going to be a little bit motivated for this game, just losing to South Dakota last week. I know you guys were joking about VMI. I would say maybe stay away from that one. They've lost 16 straight. They're 0-7 against the spread their last seven as a single-digit dog. They're getting 7.5 against UNC Greensboro. I'd probably say stay away from that dog with fleas. You have Presbyterian against Radford. Also, Tennessee Martin playing Tennessee State in the Ohio Valley. They've now come down to four teams. Tennessee Martin just lost to Tennessee State 67-42. So they just got blown out by 25 points. There's motivation there. And what's interesting, Tennessee State, top offensive efficiency team in Ohio Valley play. Tennessee Martin, top defensive efficiency team in Ohio Valley play. Also, Tennessee Martin, the first two times, struggled from three-point range. They're not good shooting the three. So you wonder if that's going to turn around tonight. But yeah, these recent blowouts are definitely things to keep an eye on. And just to wrap up the other games, Northern Iowa against Illinois State, Fairfield against St. Peter's in the MAC, and Portland late night getting 6.5 against Washington State, who beat Portland by 30 in the last meeting.
Wow. Strong stuff, man. Officially, your plays for tonight then would be what?
My two favorite, I think, Mitch, are Northern Iowa and Tennessee Martin. And going over those numbers, just Tennessee Martin, quick turnaround, losing by 25 to Tennessee State. And Tennessee State was the number one seed out of the Ohio Valley. And Tennessee Martin is still a pretty good team, too. So it's not like that's an upset if they beat them. But also Northern Iowa, still a decent team. Illinois State was better this year, but I feel like inconsistent at times down the stretch. So I don't really trust them. So we're going to go with Northern Iowa. Tennessee Martin is my two favorite out of all of these the rest of the night.
All the money, Paulie and Mitch Vieson, the Sports Betting Network. Kevin Rogers, our guest on the Progressive Guest Line. How about some hockey now and some first periods? You pointed out after playing 11 straight overs, the Wild have now played 4 straight unders in the first period, and they're taking on Vegas, who finally has a home game. They have had all kinds of issues in the first period. Can you break it down what you think here with the differences between the Wild and the Knights tonight?
Yeah, Paul, first of all, with Minnesota, they went on that long streak of overs before the Olympic break, and the Olympic break must have just stopped their scoring because they closed out the last 4 games, scoring a total of 11 goals in the final 4 games. They've scored 1 goal in the first 4 games since the Olympic break in the first period, this being Minnesota, and going under the total each time. But also they've allowed 1 goal. So it's been 1-1 in 4 games for Minnesota. Now, when you look at the Golden Knights, and I feel like the Golden Knights, since mid-January, they've just been stuck. They can't get anything going, really. And since the Olympic break, they're 0-3-2 in the first period, the last 5, and they've lost 3 of those games overall. They've scored just 2 goals in the first period. That they haven't done much. They allowed 3 goals to Detroit the other night. Granted, they came back and won in overtime. But Vegas, 3-11-3 the last 17 in the first period. They've been shut out 11 times in the opening period. So you also wonder, too, like say the Malinsky special going back home after this long road trip. Now facing Minnesota, big game in the Western Conference, huge. So I don't know if there's going to be a lot of goals there early on in the first period.
How about other two teams that have been strong in the first period, Montreal and Carolina?
Yeah, with Carolina, interesting loss the other night in the first period. They beat Vancouver, and Vancouver's probably the worst team in the league this year. But the Hurricanes trailed 2-1 at Vancouver the other night. I expect them to bounce back. They're in Edmonton tonight against the Oilers. They're 6-2-1 in the first period. The Oilers, we know, score a lot in the first period. Those over 1.5s are like minus 165, 170. They're out of control, but Edmonton keeps hitting them. But also, if you look at Edmonton, what they've allowed in the first period since the break, 2 to Ottawa, 3 to San Jose, and 1 each to Anaheim and LA, and before the break, 2 to Calgary. So they've given up a lot of goals in the first period, so I expect Carolina to get at least one, see if they lead 1-0 or even push and go 1-1, but I think that Carolina can have some success early on.
All right, buddy. I give you a $1,000 free bet to take it and put it on any team to win the title in March Madness. Who are you going to bet?
Oh, geez. I'm going to go with Michigan.
I did not see that coming. I thought you were going to go Duke. You live in Florida, so I thought for sure you're going to go Duke or you're going to go Gators to repeat.
Okay, first of all, I went to Florida State, so I'm not rooting for the Gators. And secondly, I don't root for the ACC just because Duke is there. So yeah. To answer your question, so no. But Michigan, I think that, well, Dusty May had a connection with FAU. But I think Michigan's just been too overpowering this year. And I think their bad slump they got out of the way when they struggled, at least in that early February portion of Big Ten play. I feel like they've kind of gotten over that. So I'd go with Michigan.
You can follow Kevin on X. He is at Rogers Picks with Prize Picks and Picks Wise. Great job, Kevin. And let's hope that this continues to be a thing with a double revenge. Thanks for the time. Have a great weekend.
All right, Mitch, Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Kevin joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. That's the thing I can't get over is that, I mean, 3 of the 4 today.
Oh, yeah.
We're bloodbaths.
Yeah. I can't believe what Drake did.
I know.
They had lost 9 in a row. They were 12-19 entering the tournament. They won last night. They played the 1 seed today and scored 100 points. Won by 21 as a 12-point dog.
Pretty wild. Welcome to March, I guess, eh? We'll recap last night's betting action and tell you about the bets we've added for tonight and this weekend. Coming up on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Was on coke. if his girlfriend was not tough.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's, unborn children's children on these games!
I was so good that whenever I bet, I could change the odds for every bookmaker in the country.
All right, tailing Jonathan Davis on this one. Edmonton's allowed 7 goals. Excuse me. Edmonton has combined for 7-plus goals in 11 straight games. They've allowed 4-plus goals in 8 of the 11. Keep it going tonight at home. Edmonton, Carolina over 6.5 in the first period, over 1.5 tonight in hockey. Stop something, Edmonton. The pending Ohio plus 5.5 tonight. The big one against Miami of Ohio. Lenardi says Miami of Ohio is in with a win. Santa Clara to make the tournament, no $1.10. Miami of Ohio, no, plus 320. That was a couple weeks ago. Most bids, SEC, minus $2. And Darby County, minus 1.5 tomorrow against Sheffield Wednesday. Losers of 12 in a row and only one win on the season in the English Championship. Get up early for that one. And one graded, rather.
How early is it?
I think it's 7 in the morning.
Here?
7 a.m., yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. I was going to say it was like sometimes 4 a.m. I'll pass on getting up early for it, but yeah.
And then thanks to the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, thank you.
A loser on the Tankapalooza parlay for the first time. Winner back-to-back nights. Magic won. Heat won. Bulls with a wire job. That is embarrassing as a 10-point home favorite against a team that had lost 13 of 14. Let's see how the Suns respond tonight against the Pelicans. And apparently, Dylan Brooks took it harder than I did.
Well,
got blasted after the game.
Well, he's taking it pretty hard if he's not playing.
Yeah.
And he goes out there
Sure. Had too much to drink and didn't call an Uber. Bad move.
How does that happen nowadays?
No one's perfect, I know.
No, right.
But with
exactly.
Uber and
driving services.
I know. It's like the Jets thing. Remember, this is years ago, but the Jets provided every player a team car or a vehicle after the company Christmas party. And they all, like four guys, got tanked up and got pulled over.
Doesn't it happen in baseball? Doesn't every team have like a service?
I think you're right.
That if you're out in the town, night off, whatever, and you've had too much, just we're going to come and get you.
Yeah. Yep. Jets players said no and paid the price.
All right. Good luck, Paulie. Here we go. For tonight. This is the Lakers-Pacers game. LeBron got hurt last night, left the game a little bit early. He did come back, but the elbow, no good. He talked about it after the game. He said that it's pretty sore right now, called himself day-to-day. He's not playing. Austin Reeves, when LeBron doesn't play, 10-3, over 5.5 assists, and he had 7-plus in all 10 of those overs. So I'm on him. Over 5.5 assists, actually, at plus money, that's plus 105. And Austin Reeves laddering him up 8-plus assists at plus 350 in this game tonight. Corey, that's my fault. I should have expanded on my texts. That's Miami, the Hurricanes tomorrow, college basketball, plus 1.5 against Louisville. I don't know if Brown's going to play. Even if he is, he's not going to be 100%. And Louisville, I'm looking at all these numbers. College basketball analytics, great website to help you handicap college hoops. Their last 5 games, like the percentile for Louisville, net rating 62nd, offensive rating 63rd, defensive rating 54th percentile, 22nd in turnover percentage, 5th in free throw rate. I mean, they are not playing well. Miami, on the flip side, last 5, net rating 86th percentile, offense 77th, defensive 74th, effective field goal percentage 80th, offensive rebound percentage 98th. Like, every metric, they're blowing them out of the water the last 5 games. Louisville's been worse at on the road than they have been at home. Miami's good. I'm surprised that they're the dog. That's Miami Hurricanes tomorrow, plus 1.5. And this number has come down a little bit. I really wanted to bet it last night. Couldn't find it anywhere in Las Vegas when Arkansas was laying 3.5 against Missouri. It's now 1.5 in some spots. We got 2 units on Missouri. Minus 108 in that game tomorrow. I think that number is going to completely flip, and I think they're going to go off a bigger favorite than they are right now. Stay tuned for that. And I loved them anyway when I saw the number. Arkansas might win the national title if they could play every game at home, much like Kansas if they could get games at home on Monday night. Mm-hmm. on the road, different team. Missouri, are they a lock to get in? They're not. I can't imagine that they are.
Oh.
A game like, well, even a game like this would be big for them. I don't have that memorized, so my apologies there. But we're going to go 2 units on Missouri tomorrow minus 108.
Last four buys.
Yeah, this one would be big for him then.
Yep. Last four in. He updated it today. Santa Clara, SMU, Indiana, New Mexico. First four out, VCU, Auburn, Bautech, Cincinnati. If you're betting on MLB, don't step up to the plate unprepared. The VSiN MLB betting guide, your playbook for the entire season. Team previews, deep dive into whether money really buys championships, MVP and Cy Young awards analysis, a complete stats glossary and key terms to know, expert betting insight from the VSiN Pro team, plus the player perspective from former pitcher Jensen Lewis. Get the guide now, just $19.99. Guys did an incredible job. VSiN.com/guide or become a VSiN Pro subscriber and get the guide included along with every best bet, every host, every guest, the betting splits, the AI-powered prop tools, VSiN.com/guide.
Let me give you a couple of notes in the NBA. So you mentioned earlier that Tatum does not have a minutes restriction tonight. Did you mention he's starting?
I didn't mention that, but he is starting.
Yeah, he is going to start. There's also this. Kristaps Porzingis and Seth Curry have been upgraded to questionable tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. Both have a chance to return. Seth doesn't mean much. Still waiting on Steph, obviously, but finally getting Porzingis would kind of be a big deal if he could, well, I mean, this is not going to happen, but if he could play the rest of the year, it would be a big deal for that team. Who misses more time, seemingly, him or Joel Embiid?
Yep. Well, I tell you, a spot like this, maybe once a year, twice a year, Akron just blows people out. They're up 20 at the half. Oh. If Akron meets undefeated Miami of Ohio in the MAC title game, with the game right down the street from the campus. Oh, boy. I mean, that's... Who made the line 3?
Plenty of people have said that.
3-2, yeah. I mean, that's just...
You're going to pound them?
Yeah.
Well...
Just a great... It's a great situation.
Yeah.
I mean, you also can't be mad if you lose. I mean, it's... Miami of Ohio already in, plus the pressure of going undefeated against a team that has to have the game and revenge right down the street from their campus. Ought to be great.
I know I've asked you before about betting that game. Did you say Akron minus the points or on the money line?
I said money line, but I didn't think they'd be that high. But some people make them 3 or 4. Also, we won't be on, but Sunday, great numbers from Mackinnon. Favorites in the Missouri Valley title game going back, 13-1 straight up, 12-1-1 ATS. The first semifinal is Drake against Illinois-Chicago. Illinois-Chicago, of course, swept them. So there's double revenge. I think Hoops makes it 5.5, he said. And don't forget tonight, 2 more games in the Summit League. Now they both moved 5 points. Last 3 years, under 16-3 in the tournament. And so far, 3-0.
Wow.
Both games have moved 5 points.
Let me give you another game with plenty of steam. This is tonight. This is Penn and Brown. We talked about it with Hoops. Peterson, he mentioned how he likes the under. There are multiple, like the biggest offshore book, one of them anyway, in the world. The total is up to 147, Paulie. This opened 141.5. And earlier this morning, it was still sitting at 142.5. This bad boy has shot up. In the last couple of hours, it's gone from, two more points now. 147 on the total. So just your everyday 5.5-point move on that total as well. And Brown, again, I will point this out, they are one of the, for what it's worth, in the regular season, they were one of the best under teams in league play out of any team in the entire country. Doesn't mean that's going to translate to tonight. And Miami is now down to 4. Total 159.5.
That OKC Golden State game is your primetime game at night on ABC. It's still 14.5. Come on, guys. Get out of that game once there's no Curry. You can't put that put that game on.
Yeah, I don't. Can the NBA flex games like the NFL?
They move stuff around all the time, yeah. I don't know how much notice you need.
For primetime games?
They move stuff
like
around
that?
A lot, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Sure.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Look
at the Milwaukee Bucks. You can't put them on anymore.
Yeah, we need for Charlotte futures, we need a big win tonight against Miami. And can we trust the Timberwolves to actually beat Orlando tomorrow in Minnesota?
That's a big ask.
Just to win the game outright.
Yeah, I know.
That's one of the most untrustworthy teams in the entire league. But Orlando's a decent team, so they'll probably bring their A game tomorrow. So, don't you like talking about these teams this time of year?
I gotta throw this in, too. You're right. That the crazy angle comes into play if Mercyhurst wins tomorrow in the Northeast Conference.
The 3-4?
Then because they're ineligible, so whoever wins the other semifinal is automatically in.
Nuts. VSiN Primetime will take you through the entire live betting numbers tonight. Good luck.